I want you people to listen clearly. This press conference will be for only 5 minutes. And as soon as the press conference is over, you gentlemen will not leave anything in here that you didn't bring in here. Your films, your cigarette butts, you take them with you. If you're wasting the water, you will have to clean it up. We'll have a few questions afterward, 2 minutes questioning. To my right, extreme right, is Mr. Cleve Sellers, director of the Orangeburg, South Carolina Project SNCC. To my right here, immediately right, is Stokely Carmichael, who is on staff here in Washington, D.C. And to my left, Mr. Winkie Hall, who is also a member of the staff of Washington. Myself, Lester McKenna, director of the Washington SNCC office. Mr. Carmichael will speak to you for 5 minutes.
As you may or may not know, this press conference was called before Dr. King was murdered. We called it then to deal with our brother Rap Brown because we were very upset that brother Rap Brown had been in jail for 41 days and Governor Agnew of Maryland still seems to persist with his nonsensical charge, and so the brother can't get out of jail. Now we want the brother out of jail next week when he comes for trial. Now as to Dr. King's murder, I think white America made its biggest mistake when she killed Dr. King last night. Because when she killed Dr. King last night, she killed all reasonable hope. When she killed Dr. King last night, she killed the one man of our race in this country, in the older generation, who the militants and the revolutionaries and the masses of black people would still listen to. Even though sometimes they did not disagree with him, they would still listen to him. When white America killed Dr. King last night, she opened the eyes for every black man in this country. When white America got rid of Marcus Garvey, she did it and she said he was an extremist. He was crazy. When they got rid of Brother Malcolm X, they said he was preaching hate. He deserved what he got. But when they got rid of Brother Martin Luther King, they had absolutely no reason to do so. He was the one man in our race who was trying to teach our people to have love, compassion, and mercy for what white people had done. When white America killed Dr. King last night, she declared war on us. There will be no crying, there will be no funerals. The rebellions that have been occurring around the cities of this country is just light stuff to what is about to happen. We have to retaliate for the death of our leaders. The execution of those deaths will not be in the courtrooms. They're going to be in the streets of the United States of America. When white America killed Dr. King last night, she made a whole lot easier for a whole lot of black people today. There no longer needs to be intellectual discussions. Black people know that they have to get guns. White America will live to cry that she killed Dr. King last night. It would have been better if she had killed Rap Brown and or Stokely Carmichael. But when she killed Dr. King, she lost. That's it.
Before any question, I'd like to hear one statement from the organization. We, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, wish to extend our condolences to the family of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was brutally murdered today in Memphis, Tennessee. In his death, there is a lesson which white America has taught us many times before. This lesson was clear in the murder of our four brothers in Orangeburg. This lesson was clear in the murder of the 16 years old Larry Payne in Memphis. This lesson is clear in the day-to-day torture of black people by white people in America and throughout the world. It was to end this torture that Dr. King bravely faced death many times, nonviolently. Dr. King was a brother who dedicated his life to liberating his people through nonviolence. Dr. King was a symbol of nonviolence, and white Americans shot him down.
There's one last comment about these news things about last night. We will tell you where we were last night. Last night we led all of those youngsters up and down the streets to close every store in this area because Dr. King was shot and they should have closed those stores. Now some of them kicked glass store window in. We're not stopping them from kicking in the store windows. We're stopping them from coming out on the streets without guns. When they come out on the streets, we want them with guns. If they don't have guns, we're not going to let them throw bricks and bottles at guns. But when they get guns, we'll be on the streets.
Question if you have any questions.
Mr. Carmichael, don't you believe that the vast majority of Americans feel just as badly as you do about what happened in Memphis?
The white press, and that's from Hunky Lyndon Johnson to Hunky Bobby Kennedy, will not co-opt Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King fought for his people. It was not but 4 weeks ago when Johnson told King that if he came marching into the district, he'd meet a force because he should bring his trouble to him. And now tonight he's trying to make as if Dr. King was his hero. He fools no one. Bobby Kennedy pulled that trigger just as well as anybody else. Because when Dr. King was down in the South and Bobby Kennedy was Attorney General, every time a black person got killed, Kennedy wouldn't move because he wanted votes. So he's just as guilty. All of white America killed Dr. King. And those who feel sorry ought to feel sorry.
Carmichael, what do you intend to do, what action do you intend to take relative to Rock Brown and your attempt at getting out of jail?
We decided at our Central Committee meeting that if Maryland persists with this nonsensical charge, even though the report said that Rapp did not incite any riot in Cambridge, well then Governor Agnew, he ain't seen nothing. If he thinks he saw something on that Bowie State thing, we will take our troops back into Maryland, and all of us are veterans from Cambridge, Maryland, and from Baltimore, Maryland, and we will turn that state inside out and upside down. And we've got Louisiana to get. We've got some brothers working in Florida. We've got some brothers working in Ohio. And we're going to get Richmond, Virginia.
Mr. Carmichael, what do you think will happen to the Poor People's Campaign now?
I understand that the Southern Christian Leadership Conference will carry it on. And as you said before, we will be glad to give them any support. Whatever the Southern Christian Leadership Conference asks for today, we will give to them. Except our tears. We will give no more tears for any black man killed in this
Carmichael,
country.
Carmichael, do you see anybody replacing Dr. King as a nonviolent leader?
No, that's why America lost when she shot him down last night.
Mr. Carmichael, is there any truth to the rumor that you may call a general strike here in town?
We're waiting for what the Southern Christian Leadership Conference wants us to do.
When you say the execution of those deaths will be not in the courtroom but the streets, can you be a little more specific about the course of action you expect?
I think that is quite explicit.
Do you expect an organized rebellion?
I think it is quite explicit. That they take as many white people with them as they can.
Yes, but what about black people who have to die?
We die every day. We die in Vietnam for the hunkies. Why don't we come home and die in the streets for our people? We die every day. We die cutting and fighting each other inside our own communities. Why cut and fight each other and kill each other off? Let's kill off the real enemy. Black people are not afraid to die. We die all the time. We die in your jails. We die in your ghettos. We die in your rat-infested homes. We die 1,000 deaths every day. So we're not afraid to die. Today we're going to die for our people.
I'd like to say this before, and have two more questions, that on Monday, our chairman, H. Rapp Brown, will be in Richmond, Virginia, according to the Hunky federal government. And there will be a car caravan, more direction leading to Richmond, Virginia, on Monday morning. And we're urging all our black brothers and sisters to come to Richmond.
Carmichael, what's the alternative to the kind of retribution in the streets that you're talking about now? Is there any way to stop it?
I don't think so. I do not think so. I think white America is incapable of dealing with a problem.
How will Dr. King's death affect your leadership as you see it?
Well, Dr. King's death will not affect my leadership. It will affect me as a black man, because he was my brother, flesh of my flesh, and blood of my blood. See, the mistake they made when they shot Dr. King was, even though Dr. King talked about nonviolence, he was always in the streets, ready to lead a demonstration. All of the other so-called leaders who talk about nonviolence are not on the streets with their people. So many people respected Dr. King, even though they didn't agree with his philosophy, because at least he was in the streets. So now there's really no one else to respect who talks about nonviolence, because the people who talk about nonviolence are not in the streets.
Mr. Carmichael, are you declaring war on white America?
No, white America has declared war on black people. She did so when she stole the first black man from Africa. The black man has been sufficient, has been patient, has been resisting, and today the final showdown is coming. That is clear. That is crystal clear. And that black people are going to have to find ways to survive. The only way to survive is to get some guns, because that's the only way white America keeps us in check, is because she's got the guns.
What do you see this ultimately leading to? A bloodbath in which nobody wins?
First, my name is Mr. Carmichael. And secondly, black people will survive America.
Last question.
What accomplishment or objective do you visualize from the retaliation when you speak? What do you think you'll accomplish?
A black man can't do nothing in this country, then we're going to stand up on our feet and die like men. If that's our only act of manhood, then goddammit, we're going to die.
One last question.
We're tired living on our stomachs.
Do you fear for your life?
Hell with my life. You should fear for yours. I know I'm going to die.
Please.
I know I'm going to die.
There's a general possibility that there will be a general strike throughout the United States so that our black brothers and sisters can take off that day from their slave, from working for the master, and to think about and to reanalyze what the honky is doing to the black people in this country, and perhaps then something can be done. That's the end of the press conference.